This exploration of opening to things as they are, which is kind of the definition of wisdom in a way. And yet, this opening to things as they are encourages us towards an allowing attitude of mind. Another way, perhaps, to frame wise attitude is that whatever arises in the present moment is fully allowed. In allowing experience. And I like the word allowing as opposed to accepting. Sometimes that's also a word that's used, accept what is. But as I mentioned, at some point, language resonates for each of us in different ways. Words have associations and meanings for us. And for me, the word accept somehow has a connotation that when I accept something, it means that I agree with it. It means that I think it's okay to be there. For me, the word allowing has more of a feeling of not needing to agree or disagree with what's happening. But it is more just recognizing. With allowing, there's this recognition. Yes, this is what is happening. And so again, this comes back to the wisdom side, because that sense of not agreeing or disagreeing, but really just fully recognizing, yes, this is what is. That is coming to terms with the truth of what's already happening. And for me, allowing is a more resonant word with that alignment with truth. The word the Buddha used. A couple of words in the Pali that are often translated as things as they are. And those words are yatha bhuta. Several translators have pointed out that the words yatha bhuta are not really present tense words. And a more, perhaps a more accurate translation would be things as they have come to be. And so the allowing of our practice acknowledges, aligns with the truth. This is what has come to be. It's very honest. It is connecting with truth. Not resisting it, not fighting it, not leaning into it, trying to hold on to it. Just this is what has come to be. And in an interesting way, this opening to what has come to be without resistance, the allowing attitude that can meet experience, creates conditions for a response to what has come to be, a stepping into the next moment, a shaping of the next moment in response to what has come to be, a shaping that includes skillfulness, may include action, may not simply be continuing to let this thing unfold, but may be a stepping into a skillful response, an appropriate response. The allowing, really fully opening as to what's here, what's already here, without delusion, without denial. From that place, we can respond. Skillfulness can come into the present moment, and we step into the next moments, shaped not only by what had come to be, but also by this response of skillfulness. And so this allowing attitude that we cultivate, well, it fully allows what has come to be. It's not passive about what may come to be. It enters into, and the allowing supports conditions that offer a different shaping of what may come to be. This allowing attitude also is one of the kindest things that we can do for ourselves. It may not be so intuitively obvious. And yet, it is an alignment with what is true. And instead of fighting or resisting or holding on to what is true, it's a kind thing to actually meet what is true. Kind to our system, kind to ourselves, kind to others. We're really, in a way, we could say we're befriending reality. Loving what has come to be. And so this allowing attitude could also be framed as kind attention, friendly awareness, loving awareness. And so this is something that I think is useful for us to remember, that while this is a wisdom-oriented practice in terms of often how it's taught, wisdom and love are not separate. as we're cultivating this wisdom of allowing what has come to be. Love is coming along for the ride. Kindness, compassion are also being nourished. I said several times that wise attitude, this allowing attitude, can sometimes have different flavors. And sometimes that flavor is love or compassion. And we can open to that. Nourish that too. That kind attention, that a loving awareness, in turn allows us to more fully open to things as they are, to be more fully willing to meet reality as it is. And so wisdom supports love, and love supports wisdom. They join together, two sides of a coin almost, two sides of the experience as we practice.